Hi guys, welcome back. My name's Emily.
And I'm Emma.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit about travel tips and where we've been and what's helped us the best. I touched a little bit on it on our last podcast when we were talking about how much we hate Coachella and just ways to make Coachella better, but we thought we would broaden that and talk a little bit about what helps us when we travel, even if it's, you know, a little road trip up the coast.
Yeah, little tips what we do when we, I don't know, like what we do before a flight.
Yeah, and Emma's actually
how we prepare
next week gonna be living it up in the Bahamas
this Friday.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous.
I get a jet and I go to the Bahamas.
Okay, me too.
It's like
same.
My dream life, but it's not my life. It's somebody else's life that I just get to go along with.
Is it? Who are you going with?
Okay, so my aunt and uncle, they have a boat in the Bahamas in
a
Baker's
boat
Bay.
Or like
it's
a
boat. So you like stay. They like live. I mean, they don't live there full time, but
oh, that's cool. Do they like rent it out?
No.
Oh, so just there.
He won't let her. Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, we could make so much money off.
Yeah, you probably could. No, that's so much fun. So when you're going, what is the first thing that you pack?
Okay, if it's a beach.
I guess we'll go beach. And I just got back from New York and
which I love.
Got pneumonia, so.
What are you doing? You're on the mend.
Yeah, I'm a lot better now, but I will definitely tell you how to not get pneumonia because
when you're in New York City.
I wanted to kill myself for the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. Beach vacation. I'll do winter vacation.
I'm like the most pale person.
So you're talking to the preaching the choir here.
I was wearing like sunscreen, obviously, because I hate when I get to, especially like
peeling,
like a foreign country. Because it's not America. They have, like, different brands. I'm always worried about, like, ingredients.
I sound stupid, but Bahamas a country?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up while you continue so we don't sound like dumbasses.
It's like a chain of islands. Isn't it considered?
Who owns?
Isn't it considered?
The Bahamas.
Like, England? I swear to God,
I have no idea.
England owns it. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, America owns it.
It does.
The Bahamas became an independent an independent commonwealth. Oh. The Bahamas is one of the richest countries in the Americas.
Hell yeah, it is.
So I think it's just a country in the Americas, so we don't own it.
Oh, so it's like
it's literally
America,
like
South America.
Yeah, So it's its own. It's just
I could have sworn it was like
it's an archipelago.
There's something islands like the British Islands.
That's like
I know, but there's the British Isles. That's like actually
true.
In England. I've been there. Anyway, what I
anyways,
just like what
sorry,
I packed.
No history.
I just started setting stuff out. I leave Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Good times.
Fly.
How long does it take to get there? Like 8 hours.
Like I think it's like six. And
that's
a half,
not bad.
Maybe seven.
That's not bad.
So
I have to cough.
I'm flying straight to Florida. My aunt and uncle are at the Masters right now, so they're meeting
me.
Yeah, they're meeting me from North Carolina. Flying down. My uncle's a pro golfer. That's why they're at the Masters.
Me too.
I really wanted to go, but I have class. So
School. Okay,
yeah,
so you're bringing sunscreen. Do you buy a bunch of new bathing suits, or do you say, screw it?
Because I have bathing suits.
I have, like, what I do.
Suits are expensive.
I buy one nice one for the entire summer, and I just wear that for the entire summer. Because, you've heard of Zoffle? Everyone?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I've never tried it. I'm too scared to try it.
I don't like it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I ordered from, is it Zoffle? I don't know. It's
however,
a cheap online bathing suit company.
Yeah, it's like Shein.
Shein.
Oh, I have problems with Shein. I'll talk about that. I bought coats in New York, and I got a cloth. One was good. Oh,
it's
hit
or miss.
Did I ever follow it?
You told me.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, Zaful.
That sounds so British.
Zaful?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered from them before I went to Hawaii one time. And I was so disappointed because
really?
I never know. Like, I'm a small top and a medium bottom.
Okay.
Like, it's, and they sell it to you. It's like a
small,
medium. So some of them were small,
got it.
Some of them were mediums. Some of the mediums were smaller than the smalls. The sizing is just so off.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I know.
The website.
I think, like, tops were fine. Bottoms I would just be careful with because they fit weird.
Good to know.
I just didn't like them.
My problem,
I didn't have them anymore.
Right. My problem with, buying bathing suits that are cheaper is the material sags after you wear it for a while. And, like, I tried to buy, I don't know what website, I think I bought it, like, ASOS.
Okay.
And I bought a bathing suit from them, or Nasty Gal. And I was like, okay, it's not, like, that expensive, not that cheap. So I was like, it's right in the middle. It was, like, $30.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll try it. And literally, like, the lining of the bathing suit was fine, but the actual material made my ass sag. And I was like, this is not cute. And I...
You should hit it with the steamer. That's what I've been
That's a good idea.
I mean, you probably don't even have it anymore.
I don't even have a steamer, but... Or the bathing suit. Or the bathing suit. So, you know.
Yeah. What was I going to say about bathing suits? Okay. Target has
good or bad
great bathing suits.
Really? Good quality? Good picture
fit.
Quality.
Good fit.
Okay.
Like, they're not...
Are you into cheeky?
It's not Diane's. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you got to get a size small.
So, like, my friend literally wears a thong.
No, I'm
and
not
I don't
like
know
that.
If I'm not...
Not tacky.
I'm not... Yeah, right? I don't know if I'm that invested.
No.
She doesn't know who. She doesn't know who I'm talking about. Well, yeah, she probably does. Anyways.
My parents would die. I wear sunbathing suits, and my parents still die.
Right.
They're
what? My thing is, if you're on a family vacation, and you're literally wearing a thong, how uncomfortable.
No.
How uncomfortable.
I know. My mom literally bought me a one piece.
Oh, my God.
For this trip.
Cute.
Because I'm,
I mean,
like,
I would, family. One pieces are in.
I mean, it's not ugly, but it's, like,
that's like when you're all, yeah, you're all going out and you need to wear something cute and covered up.
And covered up.
But I don't know. I just think
bathing suits are hard.
They're hard and
expensive.
They're expensive.
Honestly, how much does it cost to make a bathing suit?
Oh, nothing. It's two pieces of fabric. Not
fabric
even.
Is not expensive.
Yeah, no. So I know. I don't understand why bathing suits are so expensive. I really think that the thinner the bathing suit, the more expensive it is too. Which is
the less of the fabric.
I don't understand that method, but anyways, okay.
In the bathing suit industry.
We should. Didn't you? No, you wanted to go in the pajama industry.
Oh, I want to make my own pajamas.
I think you'd be so good at that.
I love pajamas.
Yeah, you do.
I love being comfortable.
Our last.
And cozy.
Your time to shine at our last date party.
Oh, yeah. Pajama party.
Oh, my God.
And then
we can talk about your chin.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we're just segueing.
We're just switching
in.
Right from the Bahamas.
Okay,
right
pause.
Yeah.
Basically.
Clip.
Yeah,
there you go.
Cut out this part. But basically, we're trying, you know, stray away from being all Chapman. But we had our date party.
With our sorority.
It was super fun. It was pajama themed. Emma's, you know,
my
favorite theme.
I wore light pink.
You looked adorable.
Pajamas.
I wore
so
light pink polka dot pajamas.
Yeah, we were twinning.
We were totally twinning. And Emma fell on her chin.
I literally fell on my face. But here's the thing.
I'm going to be honest.
I was not. Drunk.
Okay, you didn't seem drunk, but you had water all
that's
over your body.
No, that's because I was holding my drink when I fell,
I
and I spilled it all over myself.
I know. Her shoes were off.
They were off? Maybe
girl.
I was drinking too much.
Okay, you were talking to me to the point of where I didn't think you were that drunk, but you were drunk enough. Your hair was literally wet.
You guys, my whole drink was...
You had, like,
in my hair.
Black slush on your...
I woke...
It was really sad.
Oh, my God, I'm horrified. I woke up the next day.
No, I felt bad for
with
you.
With Sarah.
I was like, are you okay? Like, get some napkins. And you're like, I'm fine. And Sarah's like, just let her have her moment right now. And I was like, okay, yep.
No, I literally woke up the next day. And Sarah, we're sitting in my bed. We're like, fine. I was not hungover anything.
No, you weren't,
drunk.
Like, belligerent.
I was not drunk. I mean, I was drinking, but I was like, that's
you were
not
a
why
great
I
buzz.
Fell.
You were... No, it was slippery,
it was slippery
as hell.
Okay,
I almost
thank
fell.
You.
No,
three
you're...
people fell. A guy split his
yes,
his
elbow open.
A girl split her.
Oh, I didn't
knee.
Know that.
Yes,
I know.
I
knew
the name after, and then me. I literally fucked up my face.
Do you have to
it's
get?
It's not that bad. I got it glued. So
okay.
I
can't
split
even
my
tell.
Chin open a little bit. Got it glued.
Ouch.
I'm a dermatologist.
Oh.
I'm almost like seriously.
And you're
like,
well.
I was like, whoops. No, but. Literally, it was so slippery.
No, it was, and they had signs saying,
it was
but
slippery.
We were all dancing on the dance floor. How are they going to make a dance
were,
floor?
Like, on Snapchat, like, ice skating
yeah.
with their feet, like,
that was
because
me.
It was so slippery. No, but I literally was walking fast to see my little, and my feet slipped underneath me, and I fell forward, hit my chin, spilled my entire drink on my body.
Yep.
I woke up the next day, me and Sarah sitting in my bed. And she's like, you smell like vodka. And I was like, that's because my Cosmopolitan
you're drenched
in. Is in my
yep,
hair.
Yep, you're drenched in vodka. You had Cosmopolitan
so
and people's black slush from their shoes on your cute pink outfit. And I was like,
I washed it.
Good. That's all matters. No, but her friend Sarah, I was like, you're going to take care of her? Like, she need anything? She's like, I got it.
I was horrified. I did not know that I needed that much help.
I just think you didn't need help.
I was it very was just, embarrassed.
It was scary.
And I was very out of it. Like, after I fell, I was like, oh,
well,
my
God. I think you legit had a concussion, most likely, because
I literally hit my head.
Your eyes were rolling back.
Stop.
You literally had your shoes off. I wish I took a video. She had her shoes off.
You guys, I had no idea.
Literally.
I don't even remember talking to you.
I know, because I literally was talking to Sarah the whole time, her friend.
Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to make sure you were okay, because you were, well, once you had your shoes off, I was like, oh, girl, you're drunk.
You commit to your shoes.
No, once, yeah.
Shoes.
Which, but it was good for you, because one, you were able to, like, have your balance.
I remember taking my shoes off, because I could not walk.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine, because I'm surprised you didn't go home, because you had this huge ass bandage on your chin.
I'm not going home.
No, I know, and
I'm
your hair was
for the night.
Yeah, you were going for it. I was so proud of you, but, yeah, it was definitely, it was a time.
It was a shit show.
But anyways.
It wasn't just
side
me.
Note. So many people fell. This girl fell right in front of me. She, like, didn't get hurt or anything, but she ate shit. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for her. She was one of our,
I was,
like,
horrified.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to fall.
I mean, everyone was falling to, like.
Yeah, but no one.
I mean, you did split your chin open, but, you
I didn't
know.
See anyone I mean, I saw people fall.
I saw so many people fall. Okay, it was good. Like ice skating.
Okay, yeah.
Seriously. See, so don't worry.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hey, Emma's Maybe mom and Dad, I promise she was not the only one.
Yeah.
I almost fell. And then at the end of the night,
I was still slipping.
I had people pulling me, like,
yeah.
Trying to pull me,
like,
through the ice. Yes,
yeah.
It was awful. Anyways, we love that. Sorry for the little anecdote, but,
oh my God.
Back to the Bahamas.
We have to talk more about this after.
Yeah, we will. But, anyways, I hope you have a great time at the Bahamas and you'll have
Thank
so
you.
Much fun. Do you have
I'm
any
excited.
Tips for traveling?
Okay, so last trip I went on.
Where'd you
I
go?
Haven't gone.
Where did you go?
I was in New York this summer.
Oh,
so I'm a
and
New
you're
Yorker,
be back.
And I'm gonna be back this summer. I'm actually not a New Yorker. I'm from here, but I think I'm a New Yorker.
We'll do internships on next podcast.
Next podcast is mm-hmm. internships.
Yeah.
No, so I same aunt and uncle on
okay.
Long Island.
Yes.
The summer before, I had worked there and lived with them, and then went back just for a week to visit. And I was so ready to get out. California, like, I was like, I just need to get away, I need to go on a trip. So I booked my flight, going to New York. I'm flying out of Orange County. Orange
nice.
County does not go straight to JFK.
No, you have to
so
stop in Chicago
I had to,
or something.
No, I had to stop in Salt Lake City. No, this is what happened.
Weird.
I had to stop in Denver.
Okay.
Middle of July, like, end of July. Denver is having, like, rainstorms.
What?
So we have to, I don't want to say emergency land, but we had the
That's
emergency
scary.
Land in Salt Lake City.
Of course.
And sitting on, and.
Which is, like, what, 1 hour from us? Like, you're not even there.
We turned around. So I'm sitting in Salt Lake City. They're like, if you want to get off the plane, you can. And I'm going.
Why?
Do I just live in Salt Lake City now? I'm
like, yeah, seriously.
Okay,
you
no.
don't know.
We sit on the flight for an hour, but they give us free drinks.
Oh,
all
woohoo.
For that.
You're just drunk.
I honestly sound like an alcoholic. Oh, my God.
No.
You're
not.
It was, like, 4
p.m. I've maybe seen you drunk twice in
okay,
my
good.
Life. So, you're who? Yeah.
Sitting in Salt Lake City, we leave, like, 2 hours later, finally get to Denver, and my flight to New York left.
No.
And I'm sitting there, and this other guy I was on the plane with, he's, like, a dad. He was like, are you trying to get to New York? I'm like, yeah. And I'm going, what do I do? Like.
Yeah.
End of story. I, like, long story short, I stay in the Denver airport until 3 in the morning, get
oh,
on a flight
no.
to Atlanta at 4 a.m.
Oh, fuck no.
Stay at Atlanta until, like, 4 a.m. It's, like, really early in the morning until, like, maybe 1 or 2 p.m. I literally...
How do you sleep? Breathe?
It took me forever to get to Atlanta.
That's so
And
annoying.
I was crying, talking to the lady, and I literally, I'm so dramatic. I love
Me.
Myself sometimes. I literally go, she's like, I don't know how I can help you, because I'm trying to get to New York. And I
yeah.
go, what? So do I just live in Denver now?
And she's like,
And she was like, she's like this bitch.
They're low-key so mean. My flight.
She's just not helpful. I'm like, okay.
They don't
listen,
care. They really
I'm
don't
stuck.
Care. They're like, this happens every day. And I'm like,
okay,
well,
okay.
you feel figure this out.
So my travel tips now. I eventually got to New York, like, the next day. They were telling me, like, oh, we don't have flights going out until next week. I'm like,
you gotta call the service number.
I honestly was like,
that's my tip. Because these fuckers don't care.
Yeah.
My flight got canceled on the way home from New York.
Yeah.
And then when I was going to Boston last couple years ago, my flight got canceled while I was on my connecting flight in the fucking air.
Yeah.
So what?
See, this has never happened to me. That's why I was like.
No, and I understand. It's
so like
the first time that ever happened to me.
Especially because I'm alone.
Yeah. No, I was stuck in Chicago by myself, and I was like, okay, I don't want to have another deep dish pizza right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to leave. Yeah.
No. So I literally might. So this is my travel tip. I pack. I have set out makeup, toothbrush,
smart.
Face wipes, underwear.
Underwear. Huge.
Pajamas. Socks.
So bring a carry-on is what you're saying?
Literally. No, I just bring a big bag.
Okay. Like a big purse.
It's like, yeah, it's like, a backpack. Or like fold.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Because I can't get screwed like that again.
No, I know.
Luckily, I'm flying straight there.
Yeah, no, that's it. Honestly, okay, my tip kind of goes off of that is like, if you're gonna go, obviously, okay, flying in an Orange County airport obviously is more convenient for us. We live in Orange, and it's whatever, Orange County, it's closer to the airport. That makes sense. But flying out of an international airport and like a bigger airport sometimes is more beneficial. Like, just pay the extra 30 minutes for the Uber. Like, for example, so I was flying to New York, and I flew to JFK. And then, whatever, had a good time in New York. I'll explain that later. But I was coming back, and if I wouldn't have flown out of LAX, I would have had to stay in the airport for another night to fly in Orange County. So basically what happened was my flight got canceled because our crew timed out, which means, like, they were they were flying for too long.
They can't work anymore.
Yeah, they can't work anymore. And so, okay, thanks.
We gotta go.
They're telling us to be kicked out. Long story short, basically, our tips were make sure you're prepared because anything can happen on an airport. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Sorry I got cut short.
Yeah, sorry I got cut short. This podcast studio is just great time. Okay, bye. See ya. See ya, literally.